trust unions. You've got a $1 billion industry in the United States of private corporations teaching other companies how to bust and prevent unions. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen Dijon, president of the Dijon Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. And with securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can change the world with my own.
This is your activist update. On Thursday, April 10th, HRC and ASU sponsors Out to Vote 2008 registration drive at Neeb Hall at ASU from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Speakers include Representative Kirsten Sinema, Mike Mings from HRC National. Friday, April 11th, CIA veteran Ray McGovern speaks at Grace Lutheran Church, 1124 North 3rd Street in Phoenix. Tickets are available at speakthetruthtopower.com. On Thursday, April 17th, the Arizona Commission on African American Affairs presents Recapturing Our Image Through the Black Media. Southminster Presbyterian Church, 1923 East Broadway, from noon to 2 p.m. To find out all the latest and activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
I'm gonna help the human race.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
And it starts in my toes, makes me tickle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman with you, and Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with us. And Ellen, we've been today, we were talking with Paul Waldman, who, along with David Brock, has a new book out about John McCain called Free Ride, John McCain and the Media. And there's a big story over at Raw Story about his using an expletive to describe his wife in a tirade, I guess it was 16 years ago. I'm curious what your take is on the media's romance with John McCain and whether it will survive this presidential campaign.
I don't know whether it's going to survive it. John McCain has been good to the media as opposed to other candidates. Mm-hmm. And I liked McCain in the year 2000. I thought he was a straight talker. The people who were on his media bus full-time said by the time it came to the Republican convention in Philadelphia in 2000, they were calling it the Double Talk Express. So I don't know that all the media has been completely wowed by him. I think that he has been tempered by politics, and I think that he is not as straight-talking as the guy used to be 8 years ago. But I think that there are still some media that see him as one of the most open people to media. And, you know, it's interesting because I've told this to people both in the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before that. People don't like to be mistreated, whether they're press or the man in the moon.
Right.
And McCain's people treat press extremely well. So I'm not sure if they have stars in their eyes, but people like to be treated not as if they're dirt. And
yeah.
McCain has been very good that way.
Interesting. Interesting. So what's up in the news today?
Okay. Well, first of all, Byron Dorgan was just on the Senate floor just a few minutes ago. He has been, as you know, one of the people on Iraq contracting, and he called for the General of Army Sustainment Command to come to Congress and explain some awards for Afghani arms contracts. And he wants to talk about the contracting process and how these awards come, and he would like to call them before committee. We'll see what happens if he has any luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they show up, I mean, there's still a whole long list of folks, starting with Karl Rove, who have been subpoenaed and never showed up, right?
I think we're not going to see people before the end of this administration. I think they're going to figure they'll run out the clock.
Yeah, I agree.
But what will happen if there's a Democrat and the Democrats in the White House and the Democrats are still in Congress? I think some of it's going to be very difficult to run out that clock.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch, and you know, we need to my listeners and I, you know, you're in the press, it's not your job, but I think that Americans who really care about American values need to be sure to hold the Democrats responsible for holding these guys responsible even after they're out of office. This horrible precedent that was set by Ford pardoning Nixon and then Clinton stopping the prosecutions of Iran-Contra, you know, when he came into office against the Bush and Reagan administrations, of just, you know, letting the previous administration get away with, you know, murder. I mean, you know, get away with whatever it is. I think it was a terrible precedent.
Well, speaking of getting away with things, as you know, Hillary Clinton let go of Mr. Penn yesterday because of the Columbia Free Trade Agreement. Today, the president pushed on that in a very lengthy statement and talk about this. He said that the agreement would increase U.S. security. This is the Columbia Free Trade Agreement. He said it's one of our strongest allies in the Western Hemisphere, that the agreement would strengthen our economy, and almost all of Colombia's exports enter the United States duty-free, and that American exported products face tariffs, and that this would help that. He also said that he believes that the Colombians have tried to address some of the U.S. concerns about workers, and that he sort of went on and on along that vein. But then Harry Reid and then Hillary Clinton really went out on it. Harry Reid said that Bush has made numerous bad decisions during his administration that have already cost countless American workers jobs, and they have a profound harm to the U.S. policy. So that went on. So Columbia Free Trade Agreement is sort of top of the hit parade today.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Secretary Henry Paulson was making an address today to the American Inter-American Development Bank, and he said that we need to integrate more of the Latin American community to us. So they were singing the same tunes on all of that today.
Now, Hillary Clinton cut loose Mark Penn around this Columbia Free Trade deal. How important was he to her campaign? What is the consequence of that going to be for her and for her campaign?
Well, I think that he has been very important. I think that there has been a lot of sniping within the campaign about him. So I think there's a lot of people happy to see him go. But his firm is still doing the polling. So how much influence does he not have anymore? In other words, he's still going to have a lot of influence. He's not going to have the name. And maybe it'll be his associate that does more of the talking to the campaign, but I still think they're going to be very involved.
So you think this might be more style than substance?
Much more style than substance.
A symbolic act of sorts.
I know if a Clinton person heard this, they'd come back at me and say, no, that's not true. He's really gone.
Right.
It is more style than substance. But there, you know, the problem with part of the Clinton campaign has been that there's been a lot of backbiting and fighting, not so much in the Obama campaign. And that has not been good for the Clinton campaign.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, and you can find all kinds of great audio and the stories of the day over at talkradionews.com. Ellen, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll confront Dr. Deal Hudson, McCain's surrogate, about his meeting with Reverend John Hagee and why he's trying to whitewash him as a nice guy. Plus, I'll be challenging Regina Hertzinger, the senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute Center for Medical Progress, about universal health care and why Republicans don't want it. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Anyone who's ever wrenched on their car wants the best available parts. For starters and alternators, it's Remy. These are the same guys who kept the world running for 100 years. In Advanced Auto Parts, we're here to keep your car running for 100 more. That's why we started stocking Remy. So no matter what you've got going on under the hood, replacing a starter or swapping out an alternator, you'll be doing it with top-notch parts, period. So whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advanced Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
Hey everyone, it's Sam Cedar, editor-in-chief of the all-new AirAmerica.com. This is a one-of-a-kind website with a ton of fresh features, including political satire, up-to-the-minute clips and soundbites, info on progressive finance, podcasts from all your favorite shows, and an all-new green section. AirAmerica.com is constantly updated with everything to fit your progressive lifestyle. So log on for fresh opinions and news you can use. It's your home online, the new AirAmerica.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. From Paris to San Francisco, protests today against China's human rights record and its treatment of Tibet. In Paris, organizers canceled the final leg of the Olympic torch relay after having to snuff out the torch several times and take it by bus to a sports stadium. AP's John Lester reports Olympic officials are trying to make the best of things despite the protests.
We are just seeing fireworks and a big cauldron that has been lit with the flame, but the relay itself has come to a halt.
In San Francisco, three people climbed up the suspension cables on the Golden Gate Bridge and opened two huge banners calling for a free Tibet. The AP's Haven Daily says police are now just waiting for the men to come down.
Police are just basically looking helplessly. There's not really much they can do to get them down at this point.
An Olympic torch is due to arrive Wednesday in that city. Hillary Clinton is now calling on President Bush to stay away from the Olympics opening ceremonies in Beijing. She says the president should avoid the ceremonies unless there are major changes in Chinese policy toward Tibet and Sudan. Barack Obama recently said he was conflicted about whether the U.S. should fully participate in the Olympics. A ruling in Britain on the cause of Princess Diana's death. A coroner's jury has found her driver and the photographers chasing her car the night she died were guilty of the equivalent of manslaughter. The former British police commissioner who wrote the report on Diana's death hopes this now closes the book on the case.
I just hope that this can bring closure to what has been a traumatic event for a lot of people.
An arrest during the search of a ranch run by polygamous leader in Texas. But police say the man was not Dale Barlow. He's the person a 16-year-old girl had said had married her. More than 220 women and children were taken from the compound, but authorities have not yet located the girl who actually made the report. On Wall Street at this hour, a moderating trend. Some of the indices are down, some are up. The Dow now up by 23 points. This is AP Radio News. Aides to Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr want to talk to help resolve a violent standoff with the Iraqi government. They say the radical cleric would disband his